There are a couple of things I want to add, and I'm not sure this is a good place, but I'm going to do it anyway. In this morning's edition of the Los Angeles Times, there was an article asserting that CIA Director David Petraeus has been inaccessible and guarded in his interactions with Congress, and with the intelligence committees in particular, since being sworn in last September. As far as I'm concerned, nothing could be farther from the truth, and I believe the ranking member, the vice chairman, would agree with that. I spoke to the reporter last Friday and made very clear to him that this has not been my experience, or to the best of my knowledge, the members of this committee. If it had been, I would have heard. Director Petraeus has appeared before us every month since becoming director, and the vice chairman and I have had several phone calls and other meetings with him. He has upheld his obligation to keep the committee fully and currently informed, and I regret that some people felt the need to engage in anonymous complaints. I'd also like to say that once again this committee has been put in a difficult position of trying to avoid any mention of classified matters when various parts of the executive branch may be doing somewhat the opposite. I ask members to be careful in their questions and statements and to remember that public discussion of some intelligence programs and assets can lead to them being compromised.